Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v RŠ Intervju. Moje ime je Simon. Z mano sta člana La Plebe, ki bodo danes igrali v Gromki. Hello, La Plebe.
Zdravo, my name is Adam Paganini.
And my name is Lupe, bravo, I play bass.
And behind we were listening Siempre Unidas, the song from your new album.
Yeah, the album is called Brazo en Brazo. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, that means arm in arm. It came out earlier this year. And we're doing a tour right now to promote this new record. And this is the first song off the record called Siempre Unidos. It's a unity song.
Always united.
Always united.
That's right.
And you are known as an activist band, almost. You also were rewarded with an award called Best Poder to the People.
Yes, we got nominated and recognized for our, I guess, the lyrics of our music and some of the events that we do. We do certain events to try to raise money for people or certain programs or
causes
that we find are beneficial to people in a whole, or just ideas that we relate to. So we got a recognition through a local newspaper in San Francisco that does this. It's called the Best of the Bay. The Bay Area of San Francisco. So,
benefit concerts then.
Yes, yeah, some benefit
shows.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And you also played shows for Joe Strummer.
Yeah, that was
also a benefit.
Yeah, it was also a benefit in recognition of Joe Strummer's life and the musical contribution that he made to the world. We were invited to play a couple songs throughout his career, and we did it three times.
Yeah,
in Los Angeles and in San Francisco.
And in London.
Yeah, and as we were speaking earlier, the London show, we were really fortunate that Mick Jones showed up to the show, and he was nice enough to get on stage with us and sing Guns of Brixton.
Yeah.
So that was a really
special,
very special moment for the band.
The show you had last year in Rock, Tvarna Rock, you also played the Clash song Revolution Rock.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
So probably we will hear tonight some of the Clash classics.
Yeah, why not?
We usually put one or two Clash songs in the set because we're very fond of the Clash, and they're fun to play. Really fun covers to play. So.
Okay, Clash were really big band, but La Plebe, you are also big band.
Oh.
And you have new CD out, and I think we can give our listeners another song, the whole song, to listen now in this time. First time on this radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which one to choose?
I think we're going to choose song number 5. It's called Guerra Sucia. And that song is about, it's the fifth song on the record, and that song is about the dirty wars that took place in the 1970s and 80s in South America, Argentina, Chile, where people were going disappeared, the people that were opposing the regime at the time. And so I have some family from Argentina, and so it gave us a little bit of fuel to write a song about the occurrences that happened in that era. So that's what that song is about.
Guerra Sucia.
Mm-hmm. Dirty War.
La Plebe.
Ay, comadre mía, lágrimas en tus ojos, desaparecidos, víctimas sin testigos. We'll be right back.
Guerra Sucia, La Plebe. The song about war. It's very interesting that the first of your tours, the first tour in 2006, was to the Balkans.
Yeah.
How you decided from Balkans?
Yeah, we have a really good friend of ours named Bill, and he had been over here a few times. And he said, hey, I know some people that can set up some shows for you guys. And if you want, I already have the ability to confirm those shows if you want to go. And we had never been to Europe ever. And we all thought about it, and it seemed like a consensus that we wanted to come to the Balkans before any other part of Europe. And we just came here as fast as possible, 2006. Went to Sofia, Macedonia, Romania. We played Kosovo, Mitrovica, and we came to Slovenia on that tour. And we also played in, did we play in Croatia that tour? I don't remember. But it was a good tour, very good tour. Serbia also.
So, La Plebe from San Francisco to Balkans and Slovenia in 2006, the first time.
Right.
And in 2011, there's fifth.
This is the fifth time.
The fifth time,
yes.
In Slovenia.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah. Ljubljana is a really beautiful town. The jewel of the city is Metalkova, because that's where all the movement seems to be happening. So we love coming to Metalkova and Ljubljana.
Maybe something more about La Plebe, your musical style.
Okay, well, we're a five piece. We have the basic drums, guitar, and bass, and then we have a trumpet and a trombone. So a lot of times people see us and they think we're a ska band, but are surprised to hear that we have, even though we do have some influences from ska and from other music, the music is really based in the genre of punk. But we listen to music from all over the world, and of all different kinds of style, and if we like it, and we get motivated or encouraged, influenced by it, then sometimes you can hear it in our different songs. This album in particular, I think, has some influences from the music that we brought back from the Balkans, which is very, very similar to a lot of the music from Mexico.
I saw that somewhere was stated that you are playing mariachi ska punk.
Yeah. That's,
and here in Wikipedia is a bilingual punk with horns and vomit.
Yeah, that was something that, from when we first started playing, a lot of our band members, myself included, liked to drink too much, and when we would start playing, it just would come up sometimes. So. just kind of as a joke, we started to put that.
That hasn't happened in a while, but yeah. Every once in a while.
Okay, what about the mariachi in your music?
Again, like we said, we have a lot of influence. Three of us, myself included, and our two horn players come from Mexican families. And our horn players in particular come from a family of mariachis, where cousins, uncles have been in the music scene of mariachis for a long time, so the influences always been there for them since they were little children. So being able to take the music that we grew up listening to and apply it to the musical style that they were able to incorporate and mix it all together worked very nice.
So, two albums, five tours. And you started in 2001.
Well, actually, these are our two full-length albums. We also have three other EPs. The first one, which was six songs, and then the second one was four songs, and then the third one, the one before Hasta la Muerte, was six songs, I believe? Or eight songs.
Eight songs.
We had our first one, which was Conquista 21. That was six songs. Exploited People was only four songs. Entre Cerveza, Ritmo y Emoción was the one that was eight, and then you have Hasta la Muerte and Brazo en Brazo, which are two full lengths.
And you were working with Bill Billy Gold, mm-hmm. yeah. Right No More.
Yeah. Billy, he's actually the one we were talking about. He's produced the last four albums, and he's the one that really motivated us to come to the Balkans. Mm-hmm. Just thinking that we would really enjoy the Balkans themselves, but also thinking that our music would fit well with some of the other music around here.
Okay, I think it's time for another song.
Okay.
Which one to...
Can we play one from the Hasta la Muerte?
Hasta la Muerte. Which one?
Okay, it's going to be Plebe por Vida. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Track number 7 on Hasta la Muerte.
And this song, we've been very fortunate that when we came here 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were able to do some videotaping, some video recording, and get a video for this song. And it's very nice because we were half the tour in Mexico and half the tour in the Balkans. And so we were able to get a good mix of the crowds, the people, and a good representation of what's going on in both areas. So it was very, very nice to be able to do that.
Okay. Mexica, la plebe, Balkan, izpore plošče, la plebe, hasta la muerte, bomo zdaj slišali, plebe por vida. Vida, la plebe. As every good interview, we are over our time. So what we can say for
conclusion of this interview?
We just really like to thank Gasper and Anya. Thank you guys for having us here. And we really appreciate you interviewing us. And we're playing tonight at Metalkova, 10 o'clock in Club Gromka. And show up if you can. I think it's €4 for the show. And yeah, we want to have a good time tonight. Come by and hang out with us. And you can pick up the new record if you come by.
Brazo, brazo.
Brazo, brazo. And just come have a drink with us. Have a good time.
Hvala la plebe, ki bomo danes videli v Gromki ob 10. Imamo pa še eno presenečenje. Prvo, ki pokliče na Radio Študent, dobi karto za današnji večer. Hvala, moje ime je Simon, tole je bil RŠ intervju. Adio.
Intervju Radija Študent.